You are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast.
She only really rock
hosted
with
by
gym,
Miss Brownstone. Really if you are boys, new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. You got to get into some juicy topics.
And she told me that she make them come fast.
Why you acting like that? You ain't tripping, you been in your bag. Good girl, why you look so bad? And she told me that she make them come fast.
I just want to kick this shit off by saying, fuck y'all. I ain't got to clear my name on a motherfucking thing. Every time I get mentioned, one of y'all bitch-ass niggas get 24 hours of attention. I'm finna get this shit off my chest and lay it to rest. Let's go.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, ladies. How y'all doing? Ooh, child. So, I'm pretty sure y'all know. I love me some Megan, but I'm pretty sure y'all know that Megan and Nicki Minaj is beefing currently. And, Jesus Christ. The reason why I wanted to talk about this is because I heard that one line that Megan did towards Nicki. And it just had me thinking. So I wanted to talk about it because some of y'all gonna need to hear this. Okay? Megan's Law. Okay? All right. So, let's get into some things. But what I want to call this episode, they beef be with they self. They beef be with themselves, honey. You beefing with yourself, honey. That's today's episode, okay? That's what it's titled. That's what it's entitled, okay? So let's get into some things. So for those of y'all that's been living under a brick, okay? She's on brick. Ouch. Okay? But for some of y'all that have been living under a brick, Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj has been beefing, honey. And in the words of Megan, well, not in the words of Megan, but in what Megan was trying to say is, this bitch been beefing with her motherfucking self, okay? And she also said, a hit dog going holler, okay? Honey, period. So, I wanted to talk about this because the whole beef started because Megan made a diss song called Hiss. And you know what? I'm not surprised that this song came out because I remember in the song Cobra that she made, in the ending of the music video, there was an egg that was hatching. And I kept saying, it was 3 or 4 eggs that was hatching. And I said to myself, I said, these eggs represent something. You know what I mean? Because when you're a real creator, when you're a real artist, you don't just, every little detail matters. Every little bit of Easter egg hunt you put in that motherfucker, bitch, 1 + 1 = 2, okay? It's adding up to something, all right? So I knew when I seen the egg hatching at the end of the Cobra, I was like, oh, yeah, she coming. Either these the next 3 songs she finna drop, or this about to be a motherfucking album, honey, okay? So I already knew it was a hint, you know, to it or whatever. And I'm happy that she's independent because it allows her to be as creative as she want to be, okay? Because honestly, you know, Tina Snow is what really made the girls go wild, okay? Tina Snow is, if you a real Megan fan, Tina Snow is what made you be like, oh, this bitch is fire, okay? Now, Megan the artist, I love. Megan the person, I don't really know, and what I have heard about making a person, it just don't seem too good for me. Okay, let's just call a spade. We call a thing over here, okay? I don't like how she did Party. I don't like how she, you know, didn't, you know, with her reputation and shit like that, you know, sleeping with any and everybody. I just feel like when you a trophy, when you know your worth, when you are a goddess, you just don't let any and everyone touch you, honey. They can't even breathe my motherfucking air, bitch, because I'm really that bitch, okay? Yeah, when you know who you are, you don't let any and everybody in your presence. Honey, okay. But I have to say, I love her music. Big Megan fan. All right. I'm a big fan of Megan. Megan and Glorilla are my bitches. I love them bitches to death. All right. I like shit that's relatable. I like shit when I hear it. I be like, oh, yeah, that bitch talking that shit. Okay. She popping her shit. She did that blocka blocka. All right. And Megan, last song called His. She came out in the music video. The video was sickening, honey. Came in the music video cracking out of one of the eggs that I talked about in Cobra. And it was a diss song, not to just Nicki. It was diss song to everybody that had her motherfucking name in her mouth. That had her motherfucking name in their mouth, sorry. She came out motherfucking swinging from when the beat dropped. When the beat dropped, you know, you made it, okay? She was swinging from when the beat dropped to the, when the beat went silent, bitch. She came off like, ding, 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 let's get ready to rumble, okay? I mean, there was some Nicki, it was a Nicki line in there, the baby line. It was Drake line up in that motherfucker, Rihanna line, Proda Party, whatever his name is, line. She was coming for bitches' necks. She didn't care. She said, whoever the fuck had my name, Tory Lanez line, Iggy line, whoever the fuck had my name in their mouth, I'm gonna address it this one time and that's it. Because I don't feel the need to clear my name with nobody. Okay? Now, what made this fire and why it's being talked about now is because she came for the queen, bitch. So they say. I think Lil' Kim is the queen, but, you know. I'm a Nicki fan, but this conversation we're hearing, okay? Barbs, don't start with me. But I give homage what homage is due. Nicki been holding the game down. She is definitely, she has the rights to call herself the queen. I don't know about the queen of rap, but she's definitely a queen of something. But yeah. She came for the queen's neck, okay? And Nicki said, mm-mm, honey, let's address some things. But I think what made Nicki so mad, because she only had, like, a line and a half for Nicki Minaj. But what made Nicki so mad is because the line was so clever. It was different. It's a different way that people came at Nicki. And it hit a nerve. So Megan said in her line towards Nicki, she said, these hoes don't be mad at Megan. These hoes mad at Megan's law. Okay? I really don't know what it is, but y'all don't want me to start. Bitch, you a pussy. You never gonna dress me. Okay? No, she said, bitch, you a pussy. If you had the chance, you would never address me. Something like that. Okay? She said, bitches be thinking they a gangster, but the gangster really stands for goofy. I think that's what she said. I said, ooh, Megan. Okay. Now, why did that line get Nicki Minaj so upset? Because what Megan said was, these hoes not mad at Megan. These hoes mad at Megan's law. She's saying, you ain't mad at me, bitch. You mad at your life and decisions you made. Now, Megan's law is a law that was passed. And, you know, in respect and honor of the little girl Megan that passed away due to rape, I think it was. Rape and abuse. But Megan's law is that anybody that is a child molester, okay, a pedophile, whatever case may be, they have to report that to the United States of America, okay? They have to report it. And it is it's a foul out that lets you know where the predators lies, okay? Where the predator lies, okay? We ain't going where the predator lies, okay? It's letting you know where the sex offenders are at. Now, a couple years ago, we all know that Nicki Minaj's husband is a registered sex offender. But a couple years ago, he did not register. He did not put his information out there that he was a sex offender when they moved to LA, right? So he did not follow Megan's law. Okay, which is the reason why he cannot go on tour with Nicki or anything like that. He ended up being on house arrest and all of this stuff with him, probation and all of this bullshit. Because he did not follow Megan's law. So when Megan made her little comment, she basically saying, you ain't got beef with me, bitch. You got beef with your life. You mad because your husband is a pedophile. You mad because your husband can't be on tour with you. You mad because you're the breadwinner, because how else is he going to make money? Because he can't be around children. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Even when you get a restraining order put against you, it stops you from a lot of things. What do you think a pedophile, being a pedophile, will stop you from doing? You know what I'm saying? With his record and all that stuff. She said, yeah, so you're mad at Megan's Law, honey. You're not mad at Megan. Your problem's with yourself. You're mad because your husband will never be able to attend any parent-teacher conferences. He won't even be able to step presence into the school. You're mad because your husband can't take his child to school. You're mad because your husband can't watch the graduations. You're mad at who you selected as a husband. And I don't understand because, as I'll tell y'all, some men will be your downfall, okay? I don't even understand how she chose this particular man because Nikki had options, all right? Now, I did recently hear that Meek Mill was beating the shit out of her, and I'm sorry to hear that. I don't, you know, that's not cool for anybody. And you know what? And you know, Meek Mill, tear him a new asshole because he's not even worth my motherfucking time right now. But these Philly niggas be something else, okay? But, yeah. So I'm sorry to hear that. But she had a lot of options. Even her and Nas.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. Mm-hmm. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
I've been fucking iconic. But for whatever reason, she picked this nigga. And this is the worst of the worst. I mean, she, like, can you get any worse than a pedophile? You know what I mean? And I think you have to understand that you are a superstar. And you are not just a regular superstar. You a rapper. So when you have rap beef, nothing is off limits. Okay? And clearly Nikki knows that because she made her diss track talking about some lying on your dead mama. On your dead mama. Lying on your dead mama. On your dead mama. That shit was horrible, Nikki. But yeah. She did that. Okay? But why I want to talk about this because that line really triggered Nikki because it goes to show bitches really don't be angry at you. That bar was so true. Bitches don't be angry at you. They be mad at the cards that God handed them and jealous of the deck God placed in yours. Hello. Say it again. They be mad. In case y'all missed it, they be mad at the cards that God handed them, okay? And jealous of the deck that God placed in yours. That's the alert I should have did. Let's say it again. Peter, one more time. Bitches be mad at the cards God handed them and jealous of the deck that he placed in yours. Okay? Nikki is angry at Megan because Megan is everything that she wasn't. And some of them she is too, but everything that she wasn't. Megan has 3 Grammys. Nikki has none at a young age. Megan came onto the scene with a collab from 3 hot artists at the time. And 2 who are, as we would say, queens. She came in with a collab from Nicki Minaj. Fucked the game up and then stopped fucking with Nicki. She came with a collab with Beyonce and Cardi B. Do you know it's hard to get a feature from Beyonce? Nicki was the only female rapper that had a Nicki Minaj. I mean, had a Beyonce feature. Then she signed into Rockefeller. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, Nikki is jealous that Megan can actually rap. She can actually rap. She looks good. She has sex appeal. She's a fucking star. Nikki is mad at the fact that motherfuckers don't fuck with her like they used to. They trying to get rid of her. She's mad at herself. Not mad at Megan. These hoes ain't mad at Megan. These hoes mad at Megan's Law. Okay? That's why that line hit home. Because it's like, no, bitch, I'm not beefing with you. You're beefing with yourself. Your beef is with yourself. It's not with me. Because I personally don't give a fuck that much. I also like the part when she said, you know, bitch, you a pussy and you never going to address me. Okay? I like that part because motherfuckers would know that they're envious of you, that they're jealous of you, that they're mad at who you are and what you turned out to be, and that they can be nothing like that. And they will never admit it. They will never admit it. And people be jealous of you for things that you don't even think people could be, even like, that's even a factor, that's even important. You be like, motherfuckers, you know, back in the day, people used to be jealous of materialistic things. Oh, this bitch got the latest J's on. This bitch got the motherfucking Jimmy Choo Timberlands. This bitch got a Chanel bag. This bitch got Louis Vuitton bag. This bitch got the... This bitch got her hair done all the time. They used to be jealous of shit like that. Not no more. They jealous of the attention you get when you walk in a room. They jealous of, you know, the way your presence is felt. They jealous of the friendships you got, the connections you got. They jealous of your relationship with your mother. They jealous of your relationship with your dad. They jealous of, you know, oh, you got siblings and they don't. You know what I mean? They jealous of shit that you wouldn't even think is even worth being jealous of. They like, what the fuck? Because see, niggas see shit in you that you don't see in yourself. Because you think it's just a regular day in a neighborhood, a beautiful day in a neighborhood. Would you be mine? It's just normal to you. But to them, they like, oh my God, I wish I had that. I'm jealous of her ability to make niggas laugh, man. I'm jealous of the fact that no matter where she go, niggas fuck with her, niggas like her. Because when I come around, motherfuckers don't like me. What the fuck is so about this bitch? They be jealous of shit like that. So, you know, I got to a point in life where I don't even take shit personal. I don't even take shit personal. I don't have friends around me, you know, who was mad because my boyfriend did this or did that for me and their boyfriend ain't do that shit. And they complain to their boyfriend. Why he take her on a trip? Why he buy her this? Why he do this for her? And you don't do this for me? And da-da-da-da. And just be hating. And then they be like, you know what? I'm going to fuck that nigga. I'm going to get to that nigga. I'm going to prove that her relationship ain't all it cracked up to be. Da-da-da. And they go and try to sabotage my shit. And they might get fucked. Or they might not get nothing. Not even dick. And they still mad because, like, damn, you went through all that. And you was jealous and envious to still not get what you thought you was going to get. Because I'm me. And you. Okay? I win. You lose. I what Nikki say. But for real. And that's just how you got to really just like look at shit like. Niggas beefing don't be what they say. Like, you cannot take shit personal nowadays. Sometimes motherfuckers just be, you don't know what a person going through, bro. And motherfuckers just be snapping on you because of what they personally going through. They can't even control their motherfucking emotions. You get what I'm saying? Like, they just, you know, their world is just fucked up and they just need somebody to let it out on. Like, sometimes motherfuckers just be, you know, you be like, you know how you see somebody walking down the street and you bump them by accident, they ready to fight. And you be like, damn, did I bump you that hard? Like, nah, nigga, you ain't bumped them that hard. It's a them problem. It's an internal issue with them. I had a friend who, we're no longer friends, but I had a friend who was homeless. And I remember talking to him and he kept saying, oh, do you notice that people, because he slept out of his car. Do you notice that people always staring at you? Do you notice that? And I'm like, yeah, you get what I'm saying? But like, wasn't that big of a deal to me. And he was, in his mind, he thought people were staring at him because he looked homeless or because he was living in his car or because his car was fucked up or because they thought he was a bum. But these were all internal thoughts. These were all thoughts that he thought about himself. These were all demons that he was facing. He felt like he wasn't where he wanted to be. So he was snapping you for looking. What the fuck y'all looking at? Da-da-da-da. Whole time, it's an inner thing with him. You get what I'm saying? And that's how people are nowadays. Like, you just can't take certain shit personal. I remember I got into a fight, like, when I was young. I was real young, and I was in the park. And a girl was in the park. It was me and my homegirl. I don't know who the fuck. I'm not friends with this girl anymore. It was me and one of my homegirls. We were sitting in the park. And a girl walked into a park. She had a white dress on. The white dress was so pretty. And it was flowing. Now, was it overdressed for the park? Yes. But it was a very nice dress. And I remember looking at her dress. And I remember saying her dress was cute. And then my friend was like, who? And I pointed. I was like, her dress. Like, it's nice and shit. And my friend was like, you don't think she a little overdressed to be in the park? And I was like, yeah, we started laughing. I said, but it's a nice dress. So my friend goes home, and I'm still sitting in the park chilling, you feel me? And the girl who dressed I was looking at, she walks up on me. And she's like, you was talking shit about me. You was talking about my dress, and you was picking on me. I said, hold the fuck, what the fuck is she talking about? And I was like, girl, I wasn't talking about your dress like that. What are you saying? I seen you pointing at me. You was laughing. You and your fucking friend. And da da da. And the whole time I said I liked your dress. But you were insecure about your dress. So now you ready to fight me. Your beef ain't with me, mama. Your beef with yourself. But work on your confidence. Work on what makes you amazing. Why did you leave the house in a dress you didn't think was cute? Your beef is not with me. I don't know who you thought your beef was with. But it wasn't with this bitch. Because I liked it. I mean, we still had to get it popping. You know what I mean? We still had to get right. Because, come on now. I mean, you're not just going to be in my face and be disrespectful and all this other shit and think I'm just going to let it slide and be like, well, I said I liked your dress. What the problem? I don't want to fight. Like, nah, bitch. Look, I liked your dress, but you keep, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm going to have to put the paws on you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, had to do that. But I didn't want to because I really genuinely liked her dress. I didn't have no problem with the girl. Like, I don't know what the fuck. But that's the insecurity of hers that she needs to work on. Like, motherfuckers' problems be with their self. It don't even be with you. You know, and that's why it triggered Nikki so bad. That one line that Megan said sent Nikki into a straight midlife crisis, bro. It sent Nikki into a straight midlife crisis. She was on Twitter, on Clubhouse, on motherfucking Snapchat, on any platform, Instagram, anything you could think of. And she just was Bigfoot. She's 6 foot. I call her Bigfoot. She fell off. I told her, get up on your good foot. She was just going in. Like, wasn't even showing her face in the video. She's just going off. Like, she just like, what, the one line that caused you to do all that? The bitch must have hit a nerve. The bitch must have hit a mother. Because look, what they say, only a hit dog gon' holler. Only a hit dog gone. What they say? Hold on. What Megan say? When they asked her who she was talking about? What Megan say? Okay. Because it's the truth. It is. Hello? What did Megan say? She said.
Jet, are you saying names?
I'm saying. A hit dog gonna holler, that's it.
God damn. So it's multiple people.
Yeah, whoever feel it, feel it.
Whoever feel it, feel it. Nikki felt that bitch. Nikki felt that shit, and she felt the need to respond. She responded, honey. I mean, we're on a rant for hours and then finally made a motherfucking song. And the song was trash. The song was trash. I'm sorry, Barbs. The song was trash, okay? We got to be honest. And then you know what? And because somebody made one line about your pedophile husband, which he is a pedophile and registered sex offender, and there's no way in hell that you should even be attaching your name to him, but you did, you know, some of y'all boyfriends, we're gonna talk about that too. Some of the niggas y'all decide to deal with will be your downfall. I told y'all time, hood niggas will be your downfall. She picked a hood nigga, but you know, Some of these men, y'all decided they will be the death of you, bitch. Not me, you, bitch. You know what I'm saying? He, look, he already caused her to go into a spiral. You know what I'm saying? And she's talking about, oh, you know, you want to talk about people's families? Nigga, that's a family you chose. You chose your husband. He's not your blood. Now, you know what I mean? To pick on her brother being a pedophile and she standing behind her brother is fucked up. Because at the end of the day, that's her brother. You get what I'm saying? You can't pick who you get as your brother. And she loves him. So I can understand that. You know what I'm saying? People have families who are serial killers. And they still fuck with their family because that's their family. You can't pick who your family is. That's your blood. Okay, but you can pick who your husband is. That is your chosen family. You chose that nigga. And out of all the niggas in the motherfucking rainbow that you could pick, it's about 6 billion or something like that people in the world. You pick this nigga? Really? It's crazy to me. You know, because I think she one of them bitches that want a nigga to shut the fuck up. She one of them bitches that want to be in control. So she probably did pick him so she can be in control of everything. You know, but yeah, you picked that nigga. Ain't nobody picking for you. You picked that nigga. Period. Point blank. But she, you know, oh, you talking about people families, and you don't talk about people family. That one little line of her talking about your husband, you know, and how you feel about your husband. You went and started talking about her dead mother. Why I say she talked? She didn't talk about her dead mother. She just said, you lying on your dead mama, on your dead mama, and you fucked your dead mama's boyfriend and da da da. But you put her mother in it. You went into talking about her getting shot, saying that she didn't get shot, but then you saying something about fragment wounds. Then you start talking about how she told you to get an abortion. I tell my friends to get abortions all the fucking time, okay? That doesn't mean I'm not their friend. That doesn't mean that I was coming from a vindictive place. I was on some envious shit or hating or something. We just joke around. We taking drinks. We taking shots. You like, oh, I'm pregnant. I can't take it. You be like, girl, get an abortion. But we be playing around. Like, it's not that serious, you know what I mean? And if you did take it that serious, you should have addressed it. You've been holding on this shit for all these fucking years. You act like the bitch put something in your drink to kill your kid, you know what I mean? And at the time when the whole thing with Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj happened, when Megan was trying to pour liquor down Nicki's throat, Nicki wasn't even pregnant yet. She was trying to get pregnant. And I'm sorry, a little bit of liquor ain't gonna stop you from getting pregnant, trust me. I know, because every time I got pregnant, I was drunk. So I don't, liquor is not going to stop you. Liquor is not going to stop you getting pregnant, baby. So I don't know what the fuck Nicki was talking about, but okay, girl, okay, cool. Because the issue with you is deeper than that. And I had friendships like that. We will fall off for something so little, and then it get blown up to this whole big thing, and now she's not talking to me no more, and this never. And I'll be like, it's no way in hell that little bitty thing caused this big ass domino effect. Bitch, you've been feeling some type of way about me. You've been envious of me. You've been jealous of me, or you've been just didn't like me for whatever fucking reason. And most times out of 10, the reason is because of you. I done had bitches who stop fucking with me or being around because they hear the way I talk about hypergamy, or I talk about men or whatever, and I make it very known you should not date a bum. And I keep myself to that standard. Now, if you choose to fuck man, Day-Days and Dusties and them, that's on you, okay? It ain't my pussy. I don't give a fuck. But because you're in my presence and you hear this is what I talk about, this is what I stand on, you get what I'm saying? When you come out and you telling Miss Brownstone you fucking a fucking bum and you taking care of this nigga, the moment you and Miss Brownstone fall out or y'all have a disagreement, it ends up being a big falling out in a relationship because you was insecure from the beginning and thought I would judge you from the beginning because you was fucking with a bum. Because you felt like, well, how could she have these things? How could she think that she could get a man that do this and do da-da-da-da and I got this and blah, blah, blah. You were insecure. When you settled for a fucking bum, a nigga you was taking care of, a nigga who was using you for whatever fucking reasons, we ain't gonna get into that because I'm not that damn shady. When you started fucking with that nigga and then you came around niggas that I was fucking with that was movers and shakers and big steppers, okay? You then felt some type of way about me because then it's what the fuck does this bitch have that I don't? But my standards ain't yours. If my friends wanna fuck bums, that's their business. I don't give a fuck. Sorry, I don't. But you felt some type of way already. You get what I'm saying? Bitches be already feeling some type of way about you. That's what it be. Bitch, your beef is with yourself. Your beef is with yourself, and that's why you thinking it's about me. No. I'm just a reflection of what you could have that you don't. And you're mad. Huh? These hoes don't be mad at Megan. These hoes mad at Megan's Law. Okay? Period. That line hit a nerve. That's why Nikki spiraled like that. She went to a midlife crisis. And if it didn't hit a nerve, look, Megan Thee Stallion made one fucking line addressing you. Let's say two. Two lines addressing you. You made a whole diss track. And then you gave her 9 hours of your free time on platforms talking shit about her. And if you so much of the queen, this rap bullshit shouldn't even be debatable. It should have been, oh yeah, Nikki ended her because you the queen. It shouldn't be up for debate if Megan won the Nicki Minaj and Megan diss when Megan only put out one track. I mean, put out one song, one line. One line ended your whole fucking track? Nikki was playing with, like, she was playing with her food. And then we know you got it in you. Because if these motherfuckers really get into it, it'll be a crazy battle to see. But Nikki played with that shit because she was too busy in her feelings. And she don't really have no real dirt on Megan. Like, everything that she said about Megan is shit that Megan already said about her motherfucking self. And can we talk about that? Because I done fell out with people and people try to, like, bring up, you know, oh, this about me or this and that about me. Bitch, anything y'all say about me, I already said about me. Keep that in mind. What you gonna say that I ain't never say? Or that I don't have the guts to say? But most of the time, anything that is about me, I don't have secrets about myself. I aired everything on She Knows. So what are you gonna say about me? That what, I got a titty on my ear? Bitch, I know. And I still bag in again. My balls is bigger than your nigga balls. What you saying? I ain't got no ass. You right. And with this flat back, I still pull yours. What's up? What you gonna say? That I already don't own up to and say that is what it is. It's nothing a bitch could say. I can address my insecurities. I own that shit. It's nothing a bitch could say. See, but Nikki never addressed the fact that she doesn't like the fact that her husband is a registered sex offender. And she doesn't like the fact that people throw jabs at her about it. She doesn't like the fact that she picked him as a husband and she got pregnant by him. She doesn't want to admit the fact that she knows this shit has the ability to fuck up her brand. But instead of her admitting it and owning up to it, she throws a hissy fit when everybody bring up Mr. Kenneth Petty. Own it. Yes, he was a registered sex offender. It was back in the day. I didn't mean it. He didn't mean it, blah, 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 blah. But that's not holding us back. Own it. But every time somebody says something, you get so mad. If somebody has the ability to affect your day and your emotions like that, they have the power over you. Bitch sent her into a midlife crisis over one line. Sickening. But that's all I want to talk about. So when you see people getting upset with you about something, or you and a friend fall out and it don't add up, because you know 2 + 2 is damn sure not 6. And it don't add up. You know, and motherfuckers can't address you because they don't have the balls to. Because, bitch, you a pussy. You never will address me, okay? All right. When bitches is mad about shit that you have no control over. When bitches start comparing and contrasting you and their relationship. And bitches just start moving funny towards you and you ain't do nothing to them. Just say, they beefing with me. Just say, I'm not taking it personal. It's not with me. Put your hands up. This is beyond me. I tell bitch real quick, this is beyond me. I ain't taking it personal because I knew it wasn't about me, bitch. I knew your beef wasn't with me, bitch. I knew it was with yourself. I knew it was because you mad that the cards got handed you. I knew it wasn't. Because it couldn't have been me, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Because if it was, you would have addressed it a long time ago. You know, when a motherfucker got a real problem with you, they address that shit. Nobody has a problem with showing receipts and saying, yo, you did this, you said this, blah, 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 blah. They have no problem addressing it. But a motherfucker can address what the real issue is with you and they hold on to that shit for so fucking long. It's because they never had shit to make it stick. Because they knew that the shit was internal from the fucking beginning. It's like when you about to get locked the fuck up. And they call you into the room and they start, you know, what you call it? Is it determination? I don't know what the fuck the word is called. I've been drinking. And they start asking you questions and shit. And they like, at this night, where were you? And da-da-da, blah, 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 blah. And they like, we know you did this. They don't know shit. Interrogating, there we go. They don't know shit because if they knew, they wouldn't be asking you questions. You'll be clank, clank, locked the fuck up. They want you to give them something. You know how many bitches I done spoke to and they be like, oh, because I know you did this or you did that. What I do? Because you went and told this person. What I say? Because if I really said something bad about you, you would say it, bitch. What I say? Then I got to be like, I never talked about you. I never did that. I don't know what you're talking about. I never said you did. So what are you saying then? Because what are you saying? What are you saying? That's because you don't know what the fuck you're saying. You picking to find something like motherfucking cops do. Because if you had the motherfucking real proof, bitch, you would pin me to the crime. Because it's internal. It's internal. The cops be sitting up here asking you all these questions and trying to pin some shit on you. And they can't pin it on you because they don't have enough proof. Why? Because it's internal. It's in their brain. They think this is that. They think you did this. They think that. But they think this is. But that ain't what the fuck it is. Bitch, I need something to stick. What Megan say? Y'all could throw all types of shit at me and the shit still don't stick. And I got to a point too. Why I also like this, the his song, because she said she ain't clearing her name about a damn thing. I got to the point where I said before in previous episodes, I'm okay with being a villain. Pay me out to be the villain because you the fucking goofy ass clown in my story. Okay? Pay me out to be the villain. Oh, and when you make me a villain, make me a bad bitch like Coretta DeVille type of villain. You know what I'm saying? Make me a sexy ass villain. You know what I'm saying? Pay me out to be the villain. I'm okay with being the villain. And you know what? I seen this thing on Instagram and it said, there's only two type of women in the world. And it said, ones who are the victims and one who are the villains. And she said, the ones who are the victims are only the victims because they're not brave enough to be the villains. Because you ever notice the people that are villains are always the ones who put their self first, are always the ones who have boundaries, are always the ones who are determined to get what the fuck they want out of life, whether that's killing Sleeping Beauty or killing Cinderella. They are determined to get what the fuck they want out of life, and they are always painted out to be the villains. So paint me to be the villain. Paint the town motherfucking red, bitch. I don't give a fuck. I help you. I don't care. So, the next time a bitch get mad at you, the next time you walking down the street and a bitch is like, what you looking at, bitch? What's up? What's up? What's up? We got a problem, bitch? Remember, they beef is not with you. It's with themselves. There's no reason to get mad. It's with themselves. Okay? You can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up. Bitches be so mad. Mad at the cards that God handed them. And jealous of the deck that God placed in yours. Anyways, as always, ladies, keep it clatchet, and I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. Mwah. Every
chance you get, bitch, a weak ass wanna dress me. Bitches swear they cheat, but the G must stand for goofy.